This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. With Republican Lauren Boebert's support, a vote to have the Justice Department release the Epstein files could happen as soon as next week. Boebert is one of four Republicans who signed a petition to bring the bill to the floor. Boebert went to the White House Wednesday to discuss the move. She pushed back on the idea the administration was pressuring her to flip.
I was assured today that this is an administration who's going to continue to be transparent and honest, and we'll see what comes of it. There was no pressure, and everybody was great and worked just well with me.
On social media, President Trump says the Epstein petition is a Democrat trap, and Republicans who fall for it are, quote, very bad or stupid. Aurora's mayor says a leftward shift on city council after the November election was not a surprise. Mike Kaufman says increased polarization trickles down.
And so if you look back historically, particularly when one party has all the levers of power in Washington, D.C., there tends to be a pushback. I think with this president, there's even a greater pushback towards that. So that correction now in American politics goes all the way down to the local level.
The Aurora City Council will now have a 6-4 progressive majority. And tis the season to cut down your own Christmas tree, CPR's Stina Sieg.
From the San Juan to the White River to the Rio Grande, national forests are full of evergreens, ripe for holiday harvesting. Each forest has its own fees, between $8 and $20, and its own rules about where and how to cut down trees. Each permit is good for 5 trees. See detailed maps, regulations, and harvesting dates when you buy a permit at recreation.gov. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And it's CPR News and KRCC.